What it do, On Deck? Because it's a brand new episode of the On Deck TV podcast. This week we're talking about health in hip hop, man. With the recent scares of Rick Ross, we want to go over a couple of scares in the past with some of your favorite hip hop artists, man. As we do each week about this time, give you a brand new hip hop podcast episode. You can go to the website and check us out, man. RealVilleMedia.com. All your favorite shows, all your favorite hosts are there. You can check us out.
Absolutely, man. All your favorite shows include Full Sport Press Podcast. That's every Monday. J-Ho, Big Jeff, and Howeezy. Their latest episode is up. They're going over the NFL free agency. All right. Also, Fresh for Dummies Podcast. That's me and the homie J-Ho. Man, we talking, should Drake leave Nike to go to Adidas? Man, that's the big question. Go check that out on SoundCloud and wherever else you listen to podcasts. And, of course, have to shout out the ladies' room in New York holding us down. Shout out Anne-Marie. Shout out Rizzo. But now let's get to this hip-hop shit. What it do with the business is
another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how does your boy Animal Brian Husky Vegan, aka ASAP Broccoli, in the building? Follow me, Animal_Brown, on all things social media.
I am Spike Lou. If you're looking for me, Twitter, Instagram, y'all also go to the Rap Chat on Facebook, leave your comments, and vibe for that vital On Deck of the Week award, which we will name later.
Absolutely, absolutely. Don't forget that, because I probably will.
Yeah.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
Man, you know what? Got back in the gym. Out here in these streets.
You lasted 3 minutes on the treadmill.
No, I was in the gym for 2 hours. I did 2 miles on the bike.
Oh, you just looking at ass.
No, it wasn't. Actually, wasn't nothing in there. Two miles on the bike.
I dipped in 10 minutes.
I'm really getting ready for the basketball game. The FSP has challenged upon me.
Okay.
So, y'all just be ready.
They talking big basketball shit over there. They got a team of all-stars.
They can hit 8 threes in from NBA range in a minute. They average 10 points in the NBA game.
All that.
Shout out to FSP guys, man. Those are fellas over there, man. What did you have up for the week? Actually, I finished 7 Seconds, too, and that shit was fire.
7 Seconds on Netflix?
Yes. The ending was, man, the ending hurt, but. Whew.
As in it was good, or were you talking about it hurt as in it was a letdown?
Kind of both.
I don't want to see it then.
No, you're jacking. Mean it's worth seeing. The ending is worth seeing because it's kind of hard to figure how they got to that ending with everything that fell in place, how it fell in place without giving you no spoilers.
Gotcha.
But they still got to that ending. You're like, damn, really? So, okay. You know,
I'll check it out, man, one of these days. I didn't do too much of none. I went to go see that Black Panther again, Wakanda Forever.
Third time?
Second time. Second you're just time. Not going to do me just movie nerd
I
any kind of way.
Three times. And you got the movie pass, don't you?
Nah.
You ain't got the $9.99 a month, see all the movies
I don't.
You see?
I do not. Oh, that is a dope that. Idea, though. But nah, it was just as good the second go around. Saw it in 3D.
Saw it in 3D.
Yeah. I've only seen a movie 2 times in the theater twice, dude, and this is one of them. The other one was Get Out.
Realistically, was 3D better? Like, does that do anything
little bit.
For
it? Just was? A little bit.
Like, did shit pop out the screen? Was there water? Did the
nah,
seats
they don't
move?
Do that. Nah, nah, nah.
None of that.
3D nowadays isn't like that. That's gimmick 3D. That's like Jaws.
I need a Disney. I need a Disneyland 3D.
Yeah, that's gimmick 3D, dude. That's Scary Movie, Teen Night 3D.
Tough.
All right, man, we got a big boy show, man. Hip-hop health scares. We'll get to Ross.
Man, prayers up to the big guy, man.
Absolutely, Ross, man. He was just released from the hospital, but we're going to get into more of that when the topic comes around. But before then, man, we got some good shit to talk about.
Nice little quick hits for y'all to get into this week. What stood out to you?
Man, my guy Snoop Doggy Dogg. OG Bobby Johnson.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg was on Arian Foster's podcast.
Duh.
And
we'll get the name for that in just a second.
Absolutely. And he said that hip-hop needs a commissioner.
Arian Foster's podcast is called Now What?
There you go. Now What? We'll play the clip. We'll discuss if Snoop Dogg has a point. Check it out.
Like I was telling 2 Chainz the other day when we was putting together this all-star basketball game. I was like, man, the rap game needs a commissioner, cuz.
Bro.
And I just hate to say it, but the rap game needs a commissioner so fucking bad. And I feel like I may need to step into that role.
There's like no unification, I feel. It's just kind of a free-for-all right now.
It needs a commissioner. It needs somebody that everybody totally respects. And we can sit down and have their managers come get with me. And we can group, collectively come up with ideas and things to make shit work and last long instead of it being so at each other.
Yeah.
And destructive.
You heard Snoop D-O-double-G. Hip hop needs a commissioner, and he thinks it should be him. Two part question. Does hip hop need a commissioner, and does it need to be him?
Hip hop could use a commissioner, and I don't have a problem with it being Snoop, especially after seeing the show on Netflix, the Snoop Dogg
coaching Snoop. He gonna coach rappers?
Yeah, he need to. There's a lot of rappers that could use some coaching to Snoop the person there to do it. I don't think that there would be an issue with Snoop being in that position. I think the issue would come from the rappers and people feeling like, why do I gotta go talk to Snoop? Why do I have to get clearance from Snoop in order to do this or be this? Because rap has always been this free flowing, like I ain't gotta go through anything, especially nowadays when I can just put my shit up on my Mac and make a song and drop it on my SoundCloud and I don't need anybody.
Yeah.
But I think what Snoop is saying makes a lot of sense if you're trying not to get fucked in the game, like many people do.
Absolutely.
And that would help them.
I mean, but people feel like, first of all, nobody gets in the game to get screwed. They all think that their deal is the shit and they came from nothing. So this little $50,000 I'm going to get is a lot, or this $100,000 is a lot. It's more than I've ever seen. So like I don't know if they're even going to listen to a Snoop or whoever sits in that commissioner seat. I think it's a great idea. We talked about this not too long ago about having some type of system vetting people that come out of nowhere with colorful hair and colorful teeth, repping gang sets, saying nigga 1,000 times in their videos. Like somebody somewhere needs to be, some faction to be like, who are you? Where did you come from? Do some type of vetting.
So is the
a commissioner would work.
So Snoop says the commissioner. Nori says the rap union.
Also said the rap flag.
Well,
so
we're forgetting the flag.
Okay,
we're going to go with the union or the commissioner, or are those two one and the same? Does one come before the other? What do you think?
I think you take both.
You take the commissioner
and the union. Yeah, because you need like health benefits.
So you got rappers paying dues now. The ones that ain't making money, they're selling you to buy their mixtapes.
Well, then they're independent.
That's where you're going to have a problem at.
No,
you're going to have a problem with the dude that's at the mall coming to you to still write on his CDs, and we don't even listen to CDs no more. How does he get to Snoop and access the commissioner of rap?
He gets a deal.
He pays his deal. I mean, he pays his dues.
He gets a deal. I mean, do it like SAG.
Yeah,
like
you
the film.
You could do it like the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah,
SAG. Like having a Rap Actors Guild. You have this many hours on iTunes or whatever
right.
It may be. If you have this much access to your music online, then you're able to pay your dues and be a legit rapper, have your rap card.
Absolutely. Okay. All of that. And that'll get you in a database where people who do TV or do movies and they need music
rap
and they
stuff.
May not be able to want to pay.
You ain't got the proper representation as to where they can reach out to you. You in a database. They can pick your song. You
all
get your
of that.
Check in the month because you registered as a SAG guy.
There you go.
That's hard.
So that's what I'm saying. Now, does it need to be Snoop? I don't think he wants it to be him. Because that's not a position you want to be in, bro. Because you're gonna go from the most liked rapper of all time, arguably.
You're gonna be Roger Goodell.
You're gonna be Goodell getting booed at every draft.
I mean, you know who there for that. You know who can do that.
Who?
Puff. Puff is Puff.
That's
Puff.
Pretty good. That's
he's
that might,
perfectly
that might work.
Fine with being the motherfucker that you don't like,
that
as long
work.
As it's in your best interest.
That's
he making
point.
Money and you making
that's
money.
That's a good point.
Hov, we would say, because you know, I mean, it's Jay.
It's Hov. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But I don't think that Jay-Z is cool with being in that position, which is why I don't think the Def Jam position worked.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? So he ain't necessarily cool with that. Puff, he don't care. You walking to Brooklyn for the cheesecake.
Absolutely. That's a fact. I'm not mad at that. I was going to think more of somebody that didn't rap.
Like Dre?
Like Jay Prince.
Jay Prince.
Somebody like that's respected like that.
But Jay Prince too menacing. You know what I'm saying? Like
good. I mean, you act like he's Suge Knight, dude. I mean, goddamn.
Worse. Like, please let's not get this confused. He's worse. Like, and that ain't taking nothing away from Jay Prince, but you just can't, like, that's like putting Tony Soprano at the president of the United States.
I see what you're saying.
You can't do that. Like, yeah, Jay Prince, he operates better in the back channels.
This is a good idea, man. Way better than the hip hop flag, Sahar Noriega. But this could be very interesting. Some type of, and I guess Snoop would say that he would do it so people were getting jerked. You know what I'm saying? Like, people would, maybe you're new to the game and your deals is getting, kind of like what Wendy does. Shout out to Wendy Day.
So,
reviewing deals, making sure people don't get screwed too much. Yeah. Or,
you bring up a good point. So you bring in the commissioner, and the reason why people don't like Cadell because it ain't no offsetting board. So you would have the commissioner, Puff, and then you have like six rappers who would be the board. the commission or whatever it may be.
The Players Association.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you could go with it.
That's tough.
Yeah.
We just put all that together in 5 minutes.
Put our checks in the mail.
Absolutely.
At On Deck TV Podcast or Realville Media, whichever one you want to make it out to.
Either one. All right, moving on. My guy Waka Flocka is getting into it with Dat Piff. Yes, my guy. He is hot at Dat Piff, and I'm going to tell you why. He took his mixtapes off of their site. Oh, shit. What happened? That is what KP, the creator of Dat Piff, asked Waka on Twitter. Let me tell you what he said. Quote, signing away all of your mixtape just for a quick bag? Question mark. Waka didn't like that. He tweeted back, nah, nigga. Y'all been making millions behind every artist back. You're only tweeting because I took my mixtapes down, you lame culture vulture. KP responded. Nah, actually, I was asking the question. I tried to text your number, but it bounced back, so I asked here. Waka replied. I waited my whole career to find out how to get paid off my music without signing to 10 people. All my bread comes from being indie. End tweet. Now, Waka says he is going to start his own mixtape app where people can jump on his shit and they can get paid properly. It's good or bad idea for Waka to start that.
Okay. You had me until you got to the point of own mixtape app.
Yep.
I have no problem with people owning their own stuff, but that's when people stop listening and stop taking you serious, because everything that Waka said up until that point made 100% sense. He'd been rapping, putting out mixtapes, not albums, for the longest.
Absolutely.
And they've been sitting on that Piff, and people have been listening to him for free.
For the free 99.
On their song. So why would this dude KP come to me on Twitter if I'm walking and be like, oh, you took your mixtape off of the bag? Yes. Are you surprised? I don't care if it was a dollar. It was a dollar more than I was making when my shit was sitting right there with you for free. And whoever bought it, people gonna have access to that too.
That's true.
Like, come on, like that was a stupid question to even tweet. Like, I'm surprised Walker even responded to that.
Yeah, that was retarded. I think the idea of his own mixtape site is on point. I think somebody should have been done that. I do have some words of advice for Walker.
Don't move past the own mixtape point, because there's no way that he can do what he's saying without doing what Dat Piff does. That's why I said let's start. Like, no, he's not gonna be able to pay artists for their mixtapes.
You get advertising money. They get advertising money for Dat Piff.
Right. But that, just like Dat Piff not paying, he not either. He ain't gonna put together a business model to lose money. You're gonna lose money if you're paying artists to put out mixtapes and you just get money off of advertisements.
Not necessarily though. Hmm. It depends.
Listen, because if Jay-Z, you got title.
If you got a big enough artist to put their mixtape on there, that's all it'll take. Like, and then you can finesse it and have original content on there too. Just finesse it like title for mixtapes. That's all you gotta do.
Okay.
Which leads me to my advice to Waka. People will hate on you just like people did Jay when he started title, like Lou is doing right now. They will hate on you for doing your idea. It's a model that could work.
It can, and I'm mad right now that I can't listen to Joey Badass' new podcast because I don't have title.
Mm.
So
he has a podcast?
Joey Badass got a new podcast, and my boy was on the.
I hope it's better than Vince Staples. That'll be dope. That'll be good.
Vince Staples was on there. I'm not gonna lie, that'll be good. I think those. Well, no, not Styles P. What's the other dude? Sheik. One of those.
That'll be fun.
First episodes. But see, I'm mad I can't get that, and that goes to the exclusive content that you may have if you have a mixtape site. You can put exclusive vlogs. You can get with Nipsey and have just his whatever.
It could be a subscription service.
That's cool.
That'll be hard. That's the model you do. A subscription service.
And I ain't taking nothing away from Waka. We met him. He's a cool guy. Like him. Love him. Is Waka the guy that you going to like? Is he the one to start the mixtape service?
Man, he's not going to be the one coding the damn app, dude.
I ain't saying that. I'm saying who's signing up to be with Waka, though? Like, Gucci is his boy. They can't even get along. Who's the big artist? What's the big mixtape that's going to launch on Waka's streaming mixtape service, where you're going to be like, all right, I'm fucking with that.
Him? No, look, he'll probably have to start from the ground up and get a bubbling Atlanta artist.
Pee Wee Longway?
Possibly. Rich the Kid.
Dolph.
Like,
I mean, not Dolph, a Scooter.
Maybe like a Dolph or like a Scooter. Yeah, it'd have to start like that. You build bricks like that, build relationships. When you get in that tech space, which he will be in to put this together, you'll start running into people and meeting people. Maybe it could be Chameleon there.
I ain't mad at that.
You can get him back on the mixtapes.
Definitely ain't mad at that.
Shout out to Waka, though. I'm fucking with that. I thought that was a dope idea.
It's a great idea. And maybe if he teamed with some more people. Maybe him and Gucci get cool and you got the Gucci Walker.
I support it just because he's behind it, though.
Do you support Tidal?
Nah, because I got Apple Music.
Exactly.
But it's for reasons, though.
You're going to have that piff, and it's going to be free.
I have specific. Nah, this would be free, too. He can finesse it, man. Uh-huh. I'm telling you. Uh-huh. All right, moving on. DJ Khaled. Khaled dropped his first single off his 1 millionth album that's on the way. It featured the King and Queen, Jay-Z and Beyonce, and also Future. Does that make him the prince? I don't know. Nah, I can't give him that title. It's called Top Off. Lot of mixed reactions online. What are your thoughts on the song? Did it match the hype? Give me a letter grade.
I didn't know this song was coming, so I didn't really have any hype for it. Right? Like, it wasn't we wasn't waiting on
it. It kind of dropped it out the air.
Yeah, we wasn't waiting on the new Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Future.
That's true.
So, with that being said, I'm not mad at this song because Khaled put stuff like this together. Beyonce did her thing. I didn't need the Future verse. I ain't gonna lie. It may be me and Washed. I'm not sure, but I didn't need the Future on there. Jay did his thing. I thought the line about Blue was funny.
It was.
The this ain't even my bill. This is Juan's bill.
That was cold.
That was cold. And it made me think, like, I'm thinking that was something old. Like, Jay had to just do this.
Clearly.
Because that just came out as far as the receipt for the Ace of Spades, if you don't know what we're talking about. We talked about that on the show a couple of weeks ago. But overall, Jay verse was cool. My question coming from this is, after answering yours, is where do Khaled go? Like, can Khaled make any bigger splashes now? Because we already had the Jay-Z Beyonce song, the Jay-Z Future with Keys.
And then we had the Jay-Z Beyonce last year with Shiny.
So, like, this really don't even make a splash or a wave because we've had it before. So where does Khaled go to make splashes now?
Yeah, it's going to be tough, man. It does seem like the only way to go is down. The bar is set so high. Unless you bring back Pac from the dead and have him feature on the next single.
I got it.
What's that?
I got the only thing. Yeah, I got it. You can go give your take, but I got it, though.
Okay, hold on. Hold tight to that. Don't forget that. All right. I think the song was, first of all, I thought the song was good. And yet you can't have expectations because as soon as you see, oh, Khaled new song is out. Oh, okay, word, who's on it? Oh, Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Future. Depending on what generation you're from, if you're from our generation, your mind just immediately went to the moon, more than likely. Tough. Somewhere between the roof and the moon, your expectations was just set, even though you didn't expect this coming at all. So you're going to have high expectations first listen. First listen, I thought it was going to look cool. Second listen, third listen, I let it marinate. I said, okay, I'm fucking with this. Beat is okay. Jay ripped it. No jewels in his Patek Philippe. It's complicated, $3 million a piece. That's good, grade A stunting that I need in my life. I had to go look up the watch and everything, dude. And you know what? I believe him. He probably has two. So that's why Jay-Z, $91,000 on the wine bill to keep it real with you. I will wine bill my whole team ball. Like, Jay is famous for keep those lines, dude. That's what he does. I'm going to take headlines from a week ago, and I'm going to put them on a record. Hard. I'm going to flip it. I'm going to stunt. I'm going to shake it, and it's going to be 1,000% believable. So Jay gave us what we needed.
That was hard.
Beyonce ripped it, too. Future was okay. Future was fine.
People say Beyonce had the best verse on it.
And stop. Stop, man.
You need an NDA to party with the queen.
Yeah, that was cold. No, she sounded good on there.
She ripped it.
She sounded good.
Jay wrote that.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't tripping.
You good with that?
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, because Beyonce not supposed to come at the end of a song and fucking give you 16 and murder.
Yeah, like stop. Because if she'd have rapped, I'd have been hot.
Okay.
I want to hear that. Cool. But no, I thought the song was good, man. I think people just jumped out the window a little too soon. You got to let stuff like that marinate, especially with them lines that Jay was saying. Like, he was stunting on there, dude. Like, and listen, Animal Brown need that in his life. That's what put the battery in my bag.
Me and Blue having a sing-off.
And I see the picture with them in the drop top.
That's what did it.
Man, stop.
And having a picture out there, too. Let's go, man. Come on.
Like, he called when he talked about them current events, dude. He been doing that for years.
Nobody really do that like Hov except for who I got. The only thing that Khaled could do now.
Okay.
Meek and Drake.
Mmm.
When Meek get out that first Meek verse and Drake coming to clean it
that'll
up.
That'll be tough.
I'm
not gonna lie.
That's it.
That'll be tough.
He needs it. Like, Khaled, the only person to be able to put that together. That Meek and Drake.
That's true.
Come on.
That'll be bananas
there. That's what he need. That's what Khaled need to be working on right now. Khaled, you're welcome.
Those two free Meeks that were dropped in the song, too. Again, this is the biggest free fill in the blank movement.
He sampled them Free Meeks off the songs for the hook. Man, let's go, man.
That'll be major. That'll never happen, though.
It mightn't. If anybody could do it, Khaled could do it.
That's a fact.
Anybody could do that.
Khaled, I mean, he still ain't got Eminem and shit on some. I don't know if we would want to hear it or if it would.
Like, I ain't going to lie. I'm not running to my streaming service if it's a new Khaled.
Eminem. What if it's Eminem and like Jay?
It could be Eminem, Jay, and Nas.
You would listen to that.
I'm listening to that strong, but I don't think it's going to have a bigger impact on the culture than a
Drake and Meek Mill.
Exactly.
What if it's Ross and 50?
That ain't going to never happen.
That
Khaled can't even pull that off.
Nobody pulling that off. God's plan ain't pulling that off.
He can do the whole God's plan thing. Drake can play the song and give each of them a million. It still ain't happening.
That'll be major, though.
The 50 and, that ain't going to happen.
Well, 50 and Ja. That's all. Nobody care about that, though.
Yeah, no one cares because nobody want to hear Ja right now.
Don't do
Ja. Or 50.
Listen.
Actually, no one cares because nobody want to hear either one of those.
Ja is a legend and should be treated as such.
That's fine.
Just putting that out there.
Get Ja Rule on the phone.
Second ballot
what
Hall
Ja
of Fame.
What does Ja Rule think?
Yeah, that'll never happen. He hang up in Khaled's face. All right, man, before we hit this music break, got a couple of entrepreneur stories here. One's a W, one's an L. Let's start with the W first, man. A company called Ring, as seen on Shark Tank. Surveillance video doorbell joint. They just got bought out by Amazon for $1.2 billion. Now, why the fuck are we talking about it? Because one of their early investors was Nas. He is said to have pocketed a cool $40 million off of this deal. First of all, shout out to Nas.
Facts.
Is he the most underrated businessman in hip-hop?
Yeah, and I'm going to steal your little headlines here.
Okay, go for it.
Lyft, Dropbox, Rap Genius, yep. SeatGeek.
Yep.
Nas invested in all of them. So I would give him a lot of credit here. You know why I believe him more so than 50?
Told
him. Because I ain't been talking about this shit for 5 years and the same $100 million that people claim that he has made off one of these. It's spread out and you got to find it. Like, you got to search for this. I didn't know none of this.
Yeah, this was quiet.
We was talking about it. I didn't know Nas had stake in SeatGeek. I hear each of these brands on all of the podcasts that I listen to on a weekly basis. You know what I'm saying? This is major. And it got a lot to do with, one, why Khalees has been in court wanting more money.
And getting it.
And getting it. And people are like, well, Nas ain't done nothing. Nas
cooking.
I feel like Nas, as long as he doing this, that Nas album done is on the way, will be there forever.
Yeah, that's
forever pending.
That'll be coming soon for life.
What am I rapping for if I'm Nas? I got a classic album. I went at the GOAT, had probably one of the best diss songs ever. There's no reason for me to go in there and get y'all 16 when I'm making this much money off of these other investments. I'm sorry.
$40 million? Listen, how many albums would it have taken to get that?
Man, listen.
Like, stop. So... this right here explains it all.
Right.
Like, if you
hear from Nas?
Up until this point, if you were like, Nas, what the fuck are you doing? I need an album. This should put all that to rest. I think that's super dope. I remember he opened up. I know he has the clothing line, the History joint. He opened up the shoe store in Vegas. Like, he been quietly pulling off moves. But when these are the real moves, the behind the scenes ones that don't get reported on, the lifts and all those are household names we just named.
And I don't care if it's a couple of percent.
It doesn't matter.
The fact that Nas is there in the room and he got his name on the paperwork with this stuff only leads to more stuff like this. So if he got 1% or 2% of this, the next thing that come, he gonna have 5, he gonna have 10 in that.
Yep.
And that's when you start seeing, oh, this is Nasir Jones. Yeah. They don't even know who Nas is. You know what I'm saying? When he on Shark Tank as Nasir Jones.
Now when he on that Forbes list as Nasir Jones. So now for the L. That was a W. Here's an L. EVE. Eve was interviewed. Eve was interviewed last week and revealed that she passed up on an opportunity to invest in Vitamin Water long before we heard about it. She had a meeting with the guy who created it, and he suggested that a rapper would be perfect to pair with the drink because it, you know, revitalizes you and, you know, you got to do shows and shit. He thought it made sense. He didn't want to go the athlete route. She said, nah, I'm good. And, of course, with the rest is history. We know which rapper allegedly bought into that pitch. Does Eve care about this L at all?
Absolutely not. She should have just lied about it, actually, like 50 did, and said she did it, because now she's married to a billionaire.
Absolutely.
The guy who started the gumball race, if y'all know what that is.
Maximilian.
Maximilian. So, like, she should have just lied about it, kept that lie going for all these years. She had a TV show. She had all these other things she was doing. Like, no one would have knew. Just like, did nobody know that 50 was lying? They don't know. Yeah, no one knows. We can't prove
it. You're going on a 4-episode streak of mentioning 50 lying about his investments.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Listen, she doesn't give a shit, which is why she feels comfortable telling this story and laughing about
facts.
It.
Married to a billionaire.
Married to a billionaire, vitamin water. He could probably buy vitamin water right now. Oh, I missed out on it?
Probably, too.
Hey, go buy that for me.
Let me get that vitamin water. One of those? Yeah, the whole thing. The case? Whole thing. No, no, the whole thing.
She's, again, that's another person we'll never see an album from, and it doesn't matter. They have no desire to put anything out.
Rap.
Why would you?
Rap.
What's the purpose? What? Retire. And that's another thing you could do with the rap. Rap Coalition.
How do Eve's husband respond if she come to him and be like, hey, baby, I'm thinking about doing a rap album?
I mean, she did one a couple of years ago just out of the,
he
for
laughed
the fuck
then.
Of it. Yeah, he probably did.
He laughed.
He probably thought it was cool.
Oh, babe, you want me to get some producers? You want me to get
That's what I'm saying. He probably thought it was cool.
You want Pharrell?
He probably was in the studio and shit.
Would he? You want me to call Kanye?
That's how he sound? You just call
I'm going with that.
Hey, but now what if there was a retirement plan to go with that commission and all that? That'd be kind of dope.
Yeah, that's hard.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because people need that.
That would, man, listen, he'd be out here like Antoine Walker. Mm. We don't want that. Stack them chips, dude. Look, song break time.
What we got?
We got Fonte.
Young Fonte from
Lil Brother. He got a new joint, man. New album is out right now called No News Is Good News.
It's a grown man music.
He's got a song called Expensive Jeans.
Yeah, I like this.
I haven't heard this yet.
You heard this. It's banging.
I'll be the judge of that.
All right.
Let's check it out.
7 days in a week. Eat a steak. Every plate is a feast. Watch your weight. No mistakes in the least. Or else you too will dig a grave with your teeth. I wish that I could fit in these expensive jeans. A waistline that'll rip the seams. And pharmaceuticals that sit between your heart medicine, cough medicine, blood thinners, and antihistamines. We got an oceanfront view, but the scope is so limited. Cause young niggas be dying of old nigga shit. Wifey sleeping in the guest room cause you snore at night. It's like 40 years old, it's three-quarter life. Our biggest fears were shots and armed robberies. Now the biggest fears are clocks and oncology. Got a sleep app to tell you you got sleep app. Me all, he all in your sheets with a CPAP. Wish that I could fit in these expensive jeans. I don't like this cut, it's like the Lord got my order wrong. 3 a.m. stress eating, laying down on it. Now your blood sugar is borderline, borderline. Seen them rise, I seen them fall. I seen the dreams of fiends and scenes of war inside my mind. It ain't nothing serene, it's called blackness. The most expensive gene of all.
Alright man, that was Fonte from Little Brother, man. That was Expensive Jeans. Jeans spelled G-E-N-E-S. Like,
a lot of people miss that song.
That was a very adult song.
Yeah, that song gonna go over a lot of people's head, but a lot of people gonna get it too.
Nah, he was ripping that shit.
Maybe our demographic gonna get it.
Yeah, cause I'm experiencing that bullshit that he talking about.
A couple of those things
we watched,
we know about in that song. But I think he did that. It was a cool little play on words with the jeans, spelled G-E-N-E and expensive.
That was cool.
So I like that. Fonte can rap his ass off, man. If y'all looking for music like that, check out his new album.
Have you listened to it yet?
Yes.
How is it though? Is it all that right there?
It's he has some
grown man
party stuff, but that's in a grown man lane too. It ain't nothing that you're gonna throw in and ride out to on a pretty day, but it's definitely something that you will listen to while you like playing the mad and you may be cleaning the house or writing or reading or some shit like that. You'll have that playing in the background. It's good music.
Now I'm gonna check it out though. I like Little Brother back in the day.
Yeah, Little Brother was up in my little sleeper group.
So that Expensive Jeans touches on what we're about to get into, man, is hip hop health scare. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of situations recently.
Got to be more careful.
Absolutely, man. We've had a couple of scares. TMZ may have killed a couple of people off. It hasn't always gone that far.
TMZ quick to kill a nigga.
Absolutely. And most recently, man, Rick Ross was hospitalized, but with some reported as like a heart attack at first. And then it was reported that he was on life support. That had the internet in a frenzy. That wasn't completely true, man. He was hooked up to a machine that was supposed to get him back to where he needed to be. That is similar to life support, but not the same thing. Right. But, of course, people only read life support. And you put that in the headline to get clicks.
Yep.
A couple of people have cleared up, saying, man, we talked to Ross. He good. He was just released. That's a couple of health scares for Ross, though.
That's what I was about to say. Is he good, though? Like, is he good? Like, yeah, it may not have been as serious this time, but as the events continue to add up,
Yeah.
Then when do you start to pay attention to it and be like, hey, my man, you need to slow down in one way or the other? Now, I don't know Ross Vices. From what I understand.
Lemon pepper wings?
Yeah. You may have to lay off on them lemon peppers.
Get back to them pears, bro. What happened?
Yeah, they're working out. I ain't seen that in a while either. But what I'm saying,
he ain't worked out in a minute.
He down 75 pounds, though.
Yeah, for sure. That. Absolutely.
So it looked like it was going in the right direction for Ross. So I'm not sure if it, like, I ain't heard nothing about lean or no drugs.
Right.
So that's good. But whatever he was doing prior to, he going to have to keep that up. Because we want to see Ross here. I want to see Ross, even though it's over as far as rap.
Shit.
His next phase
will
be very important.
I seen somebody on Twitter say, if I wake up tomorrow and Ross is dead, I'm going back to sleep for a week.
Oh, man.
Which I can respect, because it's too soon.
Yeah, Ross can't die right now.
Yeah, not right now. Don't do that. Now, of course, he's had battles before with seizures. Which is nothing to play with. He even talked about this when he had the seizure on the flight on the TV1 series Uncensored that just actually ironically aired on Sunday.
He talked about it on his album, too. He woke up third quarter looking for the smoke.
Yeah, man.
After the seizure at the Super Bowl.
Just for a little context, a seizure, let me give you a definition of what that is. It's a sudden, uncontrolled electrical disturbance in the brain.
Usually caused by low oxygen, head injuries, brain tumors, genetic conditions,
Jesus.
Or infections such as meningitis or ENCEPHALITIS.
Well, yeah, don't even attempt to try to pronounce that
not
shit.
Not gonna do it.
Seizure, that's some scary shit. Not fucking with that at all. I even remember that movie. I mean, it was the movie with Sanaa Lathan was in the bed. And Wesley Snipes was laying right there next to him.
I just had it pulled up too with the cold ass song with Hathaway, with Donny Hathaway.
Damn, what was the name of that movie, man? And she had a seizure when he was asleep. Hey, man, don't do me like it. I ain't gonna lie, man. And if I remember the movie correctly, they had just started talking. I can't wake up in the middle of the night, man, my guy having seizures. I'm gonna be like, hey, I don't know if this is gonna work. I'm gonna be honest. That would have scared the shit out of me, dude. I can't have somebody with the electrical disturbances in their head, dude. That's scary as fuck. And I wouldn't even want to put that pressure on nobody. Woo.
Disappearing
axe.
That's the name of it. I had to go find
that. That was an Isla movie, though, on the low.
You ain't shit, though. I had to come here back. This nigga said, my gal got seizures.
If it's
we
got
to reevaluate?
If it's new.
If it's new?
Yeah.
So if your wife start having seizures tomorrow, you're like,
I'm here. Yeah, that's different.
Oh, okay.
But if we knew, we just talking?
So if you just like, if it's back in the day, like post high school, college,
we out of there.
College.
I'm out of there.
Yeah, I went to a couple of movies.
Yeah, and I'm out of there.
You smashed like
right?
two times.
Right, I'm out of there.
This is the first time you staying over there.
And I can't
middle
live.
Middle of the night, she wake up and shaking and shit.
Watch the scene. Pull it up on YouTube, dude. Pull it up. Disappearing axe seizure scene on YouTube, and tell me how you feel if you were sleeping and you saw that.
Where's the Snipes left?
See,
that's some slaw.
And so not like them bad. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, bro,
slaw.
But I wouldn't even want to put nobody through that though.
Yeah, if you got to tell
like
somebody.
Like, real talk.
That's first date. You got to let somebody know that first date.
At least first sleepover. God damn.
Man, you can't even. That's too late then. Because, look, imagine if somebody tell. That's even worse. Like, what's worse? You know what's worse?
You got to warn a nigga for that, though.
What's worse? Nah. What's worse than probably waking up to somebody having a seizure, somebody telling you, hey, you're about to sleep over here. I may have a seizure at some
that's
point
true.
Throughout the night. And then you waiting all
that's
night?
True.
Man, get out of here.
Yeah, nah, I can't do that. That's rough, man.
That's
I'd be single
rough.
Like a motherfucker if that was me, dude. If I had it, I'd be single, bro. I can't put nobody through that shit.
Yeah, you can't make nobody go through that.
But speaking of seizures, though, Lil Wayne, too, suffered some as recently as last year.
Yeah.
They claimed it was a result of getting little sleep with a very busy work schedule. I'm not sure what Wayne was busy doing last year. but in 2013, it happened again. I think that's when TMZ tried to kill Wayne.
Yeah, that's when they said he was on the deathbed.
Yeah.
This happens to a lot of entertainers when they're on strenuous schedules.
Dehydration and shit.
Dehydration, tired, and they had these, like, well, not a lot of, but sometimes seizures or whatnot.
Woo!
Like you said, I don't know what Wayne was doing last year that kept him busy enough to have seizures, but, I mean, like, but they say maybe the lean has something to do with it as well.
They tried to say last time it didn't have anything to do with it, but in 2013, they said they had to flush his stomach out three times.
Ever since the
Lil Kim lean,
flushing
bro.
The stomach story, I've never believed
the Lil Kim flushing the stomach story.
Real
hip-hop heads
know what that is.
Hey,
like,
what?
Ever since that, I ain't never believed the flushing the stomach story.
Big boy OG or urban tale right there.
That's definitely a hip-hop conspiracy theory. Oof. That we need to do an episode on.
Oh, shit. All right, man. Next up, Prodigy. He had, of course, he famously had sickle cell.
Jay put that on blast.
Yeah, Pac put it on blast too.
Oh yeah, Pac too.
Sickle cell. Let me tell you what that is. It's basically, it's hereditary, which is some slaw. It's a disease where red blood cells contort into a sickle shape, dying early, leaving a shortage of healthy red blood cells. I don't know exactly what red blood cells do, but they're important as fuck. And if you don't have a lot of healthy ones, then shit happens and you get messed up. And a lot of people thought that he had passed from that, but that's not necessarily true. He was hospitalized from issues with that, and then he passed from something else.
Red blood cells remove carbon dioxide from your body. They're essentially the reason you can breathe.
Oh, shit.
It's like, bring oxygen in.
How is this shit hereditary, though? Like, what the fuck? I don't understand.
I don't know that either.
You can't just juice and get that shit up out. That's just slaw, dog.
It killed Dr. Sebi. He was preaching health.
That's true.
That's all I have to say about that. No, but yeah, definitely something that, what was his name? Prodigy was suffering from.
Yeah.
Pac paid for
them
of
jokes. He paid for them jokes, though. That's serious.
He wasn't paid. I mean, all his fan love and war.
Right.
This is war. Right. Like, East and West Coast was beefing, and plus, they the one brought it to Pac, though. So,
right.
You want to dance around in tutus and have sickle cell, that's on you.
I watched that Unsolved, too, real quick.
Okay.
On USA, on Pac and, on the investigation of Pac and Big.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. It's not great. It's not trash. It's okay. Middle of the road. I did learn some shit, so that's always a plus.
Oh, so it's new information in that?
For me. Yeah. And I know a lot of shit about the situation, but even I ended up still learning some shit. And it's not necessarily about Pac and Big directly, even though they're in it a little bit. It's about the police investigation and how that came about. An interesting footnote, the guy who played Suge in All Eyes on Me is playing Suge in the TV show. So he clearly didn't have anything else to do.
All right. What else would he have to do?
It's a great question, because that was the first time I had seen a nigga in Pac. So... Might as well keep it fucking. You're going to keep milking this Pac story. I'll play Suge until y'all get tired of it.
He better.
So, yeah, my bad. Huh. Yeah, he went in. I guess it's all fair. So that means it's fair for 50 to clown Ross?
It's too soon, though.
Because like, it was, like, niggas thought for real, like, Ross was real
Ross
fucked
was dead
up.
Or not. I mean, 50, like, that goes to what we were talking about with the karma from last week or the last time that we were talking about 50. Like, that go to it. Like, he ain't even wait to see if he was okay. And I guess you don't have to if y'all ain't really friends. But
you also don't have to tweet
people
about
not
him.
Rocking with. That's why people don't rock with him. He put that bad energy out there. So, like, if you somebody like 50, like, no, we don't want to hear your new single. And you was just making fun of a nigga who was almost dead. We don't want to hear your new. It's not funny.
Right. So, that shit played.
We can laugh.
He's too old for that.
Exactly.
Like, he was 20?
And you bring up a good point saying that he's too old for that. Most of the people that are in his class that he used to compare himself to, when he say he had the line about Nas,
yep.
He had the line about Jay or whatever, and those people who he compares himself to as far as being a mogul, they don't act like it. They ain't as childish as him, so that's why people not taking him serious anymore.
And they also not in court for bankruptcy.
That too.
So I mean, hey man,
they're on the Forbes list.
Exactly where he used to be.
So that's what. See what playing gets you. That's why people looking at it. You playing all these jokes and shit, and you ain't on the Forbes list.
Yeah, that was too soon, man. Also, of course, remember Pimp C. Pimp C has sleep apnea.
T-Boz is another celebrity with sickle cell though. Before
Soul is
T-Boz got that.
Pimp C has sleep apnea, which is when, while you're sleeping, your oxygen cuts off for short periods of time. And so allegedly that, in combination with the codeine, that didn't help that process, apparently. That doesn't aid in that. That's probably the last thing you want to be doing if you have sleep apnea. I actually think I got sleep apnea. I got to take one of them tests and get one of them Wolverine masks.
Bane mask on.
Exactly. I heard that's the best sleep ever, though.
With the Bane mask.
I done heard several people be like, nigga, I woke up jumping out the bed. I'm like, damn.
Shout out Black. I think Black. Shout out
my
Black,
guy.
Man, I think
put him on blast. That's what's up.
Tough. Fuck it. He showed it to me.
Nah, fair enough.
I figured it was a free game. I forgot what I was going to say. Nah.
But yeah, Pimp C had that. A lot of husky people
and
have that.
The scary thing as far as with Pimp C and the codeine is codeine make your... It makes your whatever it is, your lungs relax.
Yeah,
some of your intestines relax to the point where it forgets to breathe, and that's how, mixed with that sleep apnea, they say that Pimp C died.
Yeah,
he just wasn't breathing.
Sound logical.
Yep. So,
if you husky with sleep apnea, man, put the lean down. If you skinny, go for it.
It's snoring awful.
Hey, nigga, listen, I raise the dead when I'm asleep.
It's awful.
You understand?
Jesus
I'm raising
Christ.
The goddamn dead. I got to get one of them Bane masks.
You need it.
Also, Trick Daddy. Lupus.
He had AIDS next time. Man, Ross said.
He did.
He had lupus. Wait
a second. No, he said he had AIDS telling people it was lupus. Come on, Ross. Stop. Now that I think about it, now he can't be mad at 50 Cent.
Yeah, ain't nobody never asked Ross about that.
Nah, because he ended up backtracking. I mean, he ended up mending his, you know.
Flat out said Trick Daddy had AIDS.
Yeah. He ended up getting back tight with Trick. But just for context,
that's
Lupus.
That's on that Valley of Death on Rick Ross.
That's a fucking amazing album and song. Lupus. So with lupus, something goes wrong with your immune system, right? So your immune system is supposed to fight off bacteria, germs, viruses, all that shit. But with lupus, your immune system can't tell the difference in good shit and bad shit, and it fights off healthy shit in the process. That causes inflammation. Oh, well, hold on. Yeah, am I saying that right? Yeah. Inflammation. Goddamn. Pain and damage to various parts of the body. So, yeah, that is also some horse shit. You never know when it's going to happen. It just kind of happens that way, and I don't think there's a cure for that.
No, it's not a cool, but there's a lot of people who are also famous with it. Your boy Nick Cannon.
Really?
Tough. Lady Gaga. Michael Jackson had lupus.
You never really hear of them having like attacks, though.
Nope. Tony Braxton.
I think her and Birdman got married this weekend. No way. I heard they got married in the A, real talk.
She got lupus from him.
Oh, my God. I keep playing with these disease jokes.
Seal has lupus.
Man, look at Seal.
One more.
People don't even know who Seal is, though.
People know who Seal is.
Nah, bro.
Seal the ugliest man on
Jesus,
earth.
He got a bad. He had the models. He stayed with the models on deck, though.
People know who the ugliest man on earth is. Like, if you the ugliest person on earth, everybody know who you are. People know who Seal is, though. God, he ugly.
Anybody else?
Nah, that's
with,
it.
Okay, that's it. Also.
Damn, Seal ugly.
Boosie, diabetes, famously had diabetes.
They didn't try to kill Boosie a couple times with diabetes. That was on the blogs. Like,
yeah, that's true.
He ain't had his shot. And Boosie rap about it. He very open about it. And you can actually see sometimes he looks sick from, like, just being out too much. And what diabetes is, what
sugar?
Is it? Yeah, sugar. The sugar for black people. Yeah. What is it? Insulin.
Yeah. That's some slaw too, man. And
cancer.
They said he had kidney cancer. Remember that?
Yeah.
But then it disappeared?
It didn't disappear. Don't do that.
It disappeared quick.
That's what money do.
Okay.
You go get treatment.
Put them stacks to your ear and hand them over to Dr. Siebel.
We go get treatment. He said he played cash. He had to go ahead. That shit zapped out of him or whatever it may be. Cameron with, what did Cameron have with his stomach that made him lose all of that weight? Was it acid reflux or something?
I thought he had like irritable bowel syndrome.
IBS.
Yeah.
Was that it?
That would be irritable bowel syndrome.
I don't know if that's what he had, though.
He had a song about that.
Tough.
And first of all, if there was a commissioner, Boosie wouldn't have to worry because he'd have health insurance.
Tough. It would be rapper health insurance.
You see what I'm saying? Hey, listen, man. We putting this shit together to improve. We changed the fucking world with this.
Rap commission.
Also, Frito Santana. RIP, he died a couple weeks ago. Liver failure.
Damn, Frito.
Yeah, that's ugly. And finally, remember when No Malice, or, you know, Malice, formerly the Clips, he had the HIV scare.
That's why he a gospel rapper.
Yeah, that's why he changed his life.
Anybody gonna gospel rap after that?
And then that HIV scare is the scare of all scares.
Praise God every moment after that.
You do not want that high five.
Man, listen.
At honeymoon in Vegas, that is not the move.
The honeymoon in Vegas.
Absolutely, man.
Y'all wonder why Pusha T is a gospel. Y'all wonder why Malice is a gospel rapper. That's why. HIV skill.
I don't know where. Yeah, that might take you to all kind of places, dude.
Wow.
You think you got AIDS? You really think you have AIDS, dude? What? You make it out of that, man. You right. You might.
Man.
You might be a fucking.
Hey.
I don't know, Mormon or some shit.
What's worse?
Might probably be Amish after that.
Which one is the craziest, though? Them telling you you got it and you walking around with 2 weeks thinking you got it? Or you going back and they be like, you know what, it was a mistake, you don't got it. Man.
I don't know which one crazier, dude.
That's.
Dude, if I'm walking around, I think I got it. I'm surprised he didn't kill himself.
For 2 weeks? Yeah. And then they be like, oh, you know what? We were lying. Are you going to believe them then? You got to go slick get a second opinion.
You have to get a second. Actually, no. Fuck it. I ain't got it. Cool. That's what I heard. That's what I'm running with, dude. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Shit crazy, man. Y'all read that No Malice book if you haven't. Actually, don't read the book. I was let down. That's the twist. He thought he had AIDS. That's why he stopped rapping about dope and shit. Mm. So I just spoiled it. It's a decent book. I just saved you 200 pages.
I didn't know that Dame Dash book was in print form.
What Dame Dash book?
Culture Vultures.
He has a book. The one that's on Apple Music.
He got a print form of that too.
I'm super good on that.
Not a print form good though.
The audio version is trash.
He's naming the Culture Vultures and saying why they're Culture Vultures. Like, he talk about Leo and all of those dudes in there. Y'all check out that Dame Dash book.
That nigga come off as sour to me, but he probably got some good points.
He gave the reasons why, and they were good reasons. When I listened to him talking on that Red Pill podcast with Van Lathan.
Yeah.
The new one. And I mean, it was pretty good. He had some good points, but I'm a Dame Dash fan, so.
Stan. All right, man. Music break. Music number two. I don't even know how to say this dude's name.
What, you hating on
Flip Flip for Blimo?
Hold on, man.
And OMB Peasy.
OMB Peasy.
And Flablimo.
I don't know that dude. I know OMB Peasy.
All right, fair enough. We're going to run with this pop off. I haven't heard this either. This is all new shit.
Fresh out of Alabama. Huntsville.
Fresh out of Alabama. I think we played him not too long ago.
Yeah, I think we did play him before.
Yeah, but he's just fucking. We're just going to keep playing him?
Yeah, we're playing him back.
All right, man. Pop off. Let's hit.
Pay over.
Slide through your hood with my top on. Oh, that's your nigga there. He a knock on. Oh, that's my new hoe. Bitch, get dropped on. I said this shit finna pop off. I said this shit gon' pop off. Slide through my turf, you'll get knocked off. Rolling up this gas while I think about my pops. About to pull another foe, cause I've been going through a lot. Told the bitch it ain't no love and she ain't giving up no guap. And I'm sipping Wockhart, ho, I don't do Ciroc. And I told my Cuddy G's that this shit about to pop. Got a couple cold freaks trying to fucking give us top. I ain't worried about no pussy, I'm just trying to build our stock. If the niggas got a problem, then you gon' hear a couple shots. When my niggas out flavin', we gon' feel the whole lot. Why them niggas catch feelings when they bitches get knocked? I be sliding paper plates when I be pulling off the lot. Just checked 20K and that was off another crop. I was sitting on the bunk trying to hit the yard on lock. Did a bit and came home, now I'm everything you not. Why these niggas out here snitching? They be acting like the cops. Be acting like they ballin' but be giving up the drops. I said this shit finna pop off. I said this shit finna pop off. Slide through your hood with my top off.
Oh, alright, man, that was OMB Peasy and a rapper whose name I can't pronounce called Pop Off. That was okay.
It was okay.
That was okay. Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
I like OMB Peasy little movement he got. I like this. I'm on board for this.
Clearly, you're going to suggest another song of his next week.
2 weeks from now.
Alright, fair enough. Check out OMB Peasy, man, if y'all need to get more info on him. Just use your Googles. Alright, man. Before we get out of here, update of the week. We got an update from a previous story that we talked about not too long ago, a couple weeks ago. Remember last year when T.I. was front and center down here in the A calling for people to boycott Houston's restaurant?
On the front lines. That's what T.I. do.
Absolutely, man. If you remember, real estate mogul Jay Morrison said he was mistreated, and he is one of many who have claimed that before at the Houston's restaurant. Well, since then, T.I. has met with Houston's to help head their diversity initiative. He linked up with them, said conversations went very well, said people were open, and that they he is calling off the boycott of Houston's. How we feel about that?
Did Houston's have to do this? I feel like yes, because they could have just let this shit die, because people were still going to Houston's and eating. It may not have
been. Were they though? I mean, I don't know.
I ain't see a shit down. I ain't hear nothing about Houston's having to close its doors because of.
Well, they had to close it for like a day or two when they were boycotting. They did have to do that.
They did that, but I'm saying not because of low attendance. Like, it wasn't because the patrons wasn't coming to the restaurant. So, with that being said, it shows kind of how much sway that T.I. kind of has down here in Atlanta, because even though it wasn't on the news every day, even though it wasn't like they were standing out there in front of Houston's every day, when they were talking about it, that lasted long enough for them to feel like they had to address it, which I feel like was fly.
Now, I will say that an interesting thing is that the Lenox Road location is actually shutting down.
Yeah, that's been a while in the comments.
Okay, because March 31st, that's donezo.
Yeah.
But T.I. said he's going to help them understand black culture. and just, you know, I don't know, smooth things over. So if Houston's reached out to get this popping, okay, kudos. That's cool. That's a smart idea. You want to keep your doors open. The majority of the people who probably go there and eat the spinach dip are black. So you may want to learn how to talk and communicate with them so you don't have these incidents. But like diversity is like a, like diversity initiatives is like kind of like a hot button thing in corporate right now, though. Like, so it's,
I ain't mad at Houston's foot. It's like, I don't know what they could do not to seem like overtly, trying too hard not to, to be doing that. Like, what they gonna do, have a TI night, you know, change the menu?
Yeah, nah, that'll be corny. I'm not gonna lie, that'll be kind of corny though. Don't, like, let's not have TI do karaoke and shit in there.
Start like, serving hookah. like hookahs in Houston.
Nah, just serve people that come in that motherfucker with respect, like all restaurants are supposed to do. That's it.
Okay,
so all people are asking,
treat us like Ruth Chris do.
There you go. You try to humble brag?
I mean, that's what Houston's.
Eating $80 steaks and
it's
shit?
It's the same thing.
No fucking way, dude. Houston's does not cost as much as Ruth Chris.
I mean,
it's impossible.
One step up.
It's
the next thing.
So, I you know what, though? I bet T.I., because you know he was on board with Keisha Lance Bottoms. I bet that helped him. I bet that's upping his profile a little bit, though.
Right, so you said, like, Houston's is probably like, if we can get in with T.I., then maybe we got the mayor on our
Absolutely.
Side. That makes sense.
And that's smart on their move, on their part.
100%.
Hey, it's about who the people are around you. Please
smart
believe
on the
that.
King side, man.
New music out right now. Mozzie, your boy, came out with an EP last week.
Yes, sir. You fucking with that?
Yeah, I fuck with the Spiritual Conversations. It's pretty good. I'm looking forward to his next full body of work. Tory Lanez came out, Memories Don't Die.
Tory Lanez in his bag on Breakfast Club, wasn't he? What'd you
hey, boy,
that?
Tory Lanez, he was so hot about the Joe Budden comments.
Why was he ever talking like it ain't a whole rapper named Drake that he took his style from?
Yeah,
I don't understand it. Like, Tory Lanez, like, I'm drop me in 30,000 people. Like, what are you talking about, bro? Drake does the same thing that you do.
Better.
A lot better. We're gonna be honest.
For longer. Like, dude, I can't. Tory Lanez is a good rapper, and I mean he makes pretty good music, but I cannot help but hear Drake every time I hear this nigga rap,
you know,
and
what
or
is,
sing,
though.
Bro, it's the same flow.
I ain't got nothing against Tory Lanez, but you know what it is.
The short man syndrome.
That's,
the hairline.
That's exactly. That's it, man. If Tory Lanez had a full head of hair,
he wouldn't be the same.
And a nice headline, he probably, him and Drake would be battling. And he bald, like, and he ain't naturally like, oh, you bald, being cool with it. It's like, you had to cut that, bro. So, like,
I
you,
feel
know,
your
you
pain.
Sitting on Breakfast Club, you spouting off, going hard, you mad.
He
irate,
was hot.
Veins in your head, and bald.
Toronto accent coming out because you angry and
yeah,
shit.
It's just the headline, man. If his headline was straight, if he was, had everything right there, he'll be relaxed, calm, cool.
That nigga sounds just like Drake, dog. Like, next time y'all listen to that album, just picture Drake's voice over what's being said, and you'll be like, damn, it's exactly the same, man. That shit crazy. We mentioned Fonte. No news is good news. And Valet, the newest good music artist, he dropped the EP, Good Job You Found Me.
Executive produced by Kanye West.
Yeah, believe that if you want to.
That's what it says.
They put that nigga name on there, bro. He don't even know who Valet is.
That's what the critics say.
Kanye, man, who nigga CD is my name on? Dude, who the fuck is this? Oh, I signed him last week. What? Why am I on here?
Kanye ain't even, he don't know what's going on. He ain't been to the studio. He's out. Kanye just got out of the sunken place.
Oh, man, last but not least, this weekend you can look forward to Little Yachty's Little Boat 2.
Oh, man. Shout out QC, man, Coach K.
It's quiet for Yachty, bro. What's a single?
I didn't know it was one. It's a single.
I don't know either.
I mean, but it ain't for us if it was anyway.
Think of how, but we knew that the last week he had the controversial cover. He was at least making some waves. People were talking about him.
He should have saved the Joe Budden's diss for his single.
Ah, well, yeah, I can see
say
that.
And I did it for the QC.
This project is quiet. I'm gonna listen to it though,
what
just because that's
do,
what I
though?
Do.
He done it all. Like, his hair funny. He talked funny. He had the blow up interview. I don't really think nobody like really just checking for Yachty after that last album was some sloth.
Yeah, the Nautica deal, the Sprite right. commercial.
Yeah,
he done maxed out. Fucking, yeah. I'm calling it.
He might need a sex tape.
There you go.
That's what's gonna have to happen. Pause. Lil Yachty need a sex tape, man. He should have been in that Black China shit. He would have been popping. Everybody been waiting on his new shit.
That was the most frustrating sex tape ever, that Black China shit. That shit was frustrating. And I want my 4 minutes back.
I don't believe you watched all 4 minutes.
I watched all 4 minutes. It was severely disappointing. It was super childish.
30 seconds, we gone.
Woo. All right, man. What you got on deck for the weekend?
Network news. Just some stuff we got up. Other than
you know,
that,
I don't know.
Motion Billy Ocean.
Okay, yeah. We're chilling this weekend. Do I want to see Black Panther again?
Do I want to see Black Panther again? Nah, says the man who doesn't have a $9.99 a month movie pass.
Yeah, nah, I don't want to see it again. But it's dope as fuck, though. It was some. I'm gonna start that 7 seconds, 7 days, 7 minutes, whatever the fuck you called it.
7 seconds, rough though. You ain't watching that all weekend. I'm telling you that.
Why
right
not?
Now.
What are you talking? Why not?
It's too heavy. It's like
heavy. Like This Is Us.
Yeah.
No way.
100%.
No fucking way.
Not that heavy or good, but heavy in the same sense. Like, you ain't sitting there like because I thought I was gonna binge it in the weekend too. Like, you ain't sitting there watching it. You gonna be like, oh man. God damn. Man, like, these motherfuckers ain't shit.
I had to mix it up with some comedy or something, man. Watch that Marlon Wayans stand up.
I ain't watching that though.
Like, when Woke-ish is funny though. That's kind of Woke-ish is a funny name.
But I don't understand when Marlon Wayans became a stand up comedian.
He hasn't done it in forever.
He hasn't done it. I ain't never
definitely
even heard
out the bag, nigga. I'll be a stand up comedian for that bag. They throwing out.
I got him. We can do this live podcast for the 500K. Y'all want to get that 500,000 to Monique? We'll take it. We got the live podcast ready for
body
y'all
that
on
shit.
Dick. Let's go.
Man, again, we appreciate everybody listening. Do us a favor. Go to iTunes. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Yeah, rate and comment. And on Decker of the Week, you thought we forgot.
We didn't forget you on Decker of the Week.
Goes out to a member of the Rap Chat, one of the 690 members of the Rap Chat on Facebook.
Yeah.
DeAndre Brown.
Young DeAndre Brown, what up, Dre?
Listen, man, he put up a screenshot of that Big Country King album, My Turn to Eat. Posed the question, what's a CD that you like that's not lyrical but you still like it? That Big Country intro is so fire, and I thought I was the only motherfucker on earth that ever heard it in life. Shout out DeAndre Brown for being the second person to ever hear this Big Country King album. That brought me back. I've been listening to that intro ever since this post.
Member of the Rap Chat since November 12, 2015.
DeAndre I don't believe you can Brown. Look that shit up.
Yep, tough.
That's real. He's been holding us down. Good looking. And I fuck with that.
Day ones. And y'all go comment on that post. Let us know what your favorite non-lyrical album is. Mine personally is 21 Savage. It's an album. Or Thug Motivation 101.
Those are two very non-lyrical albums.
But they bang.
I'm going to say Waka Flocka Flocka Valley. That's non-lyrical, but it's banging.
That's a good one.
Absolutely.
Y'all let us know what y'all favorite non-lyrical album is in the Rap Chat on Facebook. And if you're not a member, please join up to be a member so we can get to 1,000 here pretty soon.
Absolutely, man. Until next time, we out.
Chill.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.